McDonald's delivered to you anywhere in Champaign-Urbana 24 hours a day. All you have to do is download the Uber Eats app on your smartphone device. Why leave your home when we can bring your favorite McDonald's order McDelivered to you? Again, just download the Uber Eats app and you can get McDonald's delivered to you 24 hours a day with McDelivery.
Kavanaugh's accuser wants the FBI to investigate before she'll testify. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
If the senators who have come forward and said they want to treat this seriously mean that, then they'll have an investigation.
Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer, Lisa Banks, tells CNN Ford's not ready to talk to senators at Monday's hearing about her claims Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her when they were teenagers in the 1980s.
Because the allegations don't involve any federal crime within the statute of limitations, the FBI would need explicit instructions from the White House to conduct any additional investigation, which is something the president has said he doesn't plan to do. Now, if Blasey Ford refuses to testify on Monday, Republicans have said they plan to move forward with a confirmation vote for Judge Kavanaugh.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. The Korean leaders met again today, and Kim Jong-un takes at least one step toward giving up nuclear weapons. Fox's Lillian Wu explains live.
Dave, the neighbor signed a broad agreement this morning.
We adopted a military pact to end a history of brutal and tragic confrontation and hostility.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The North promising to accept international inspectors at a missile test site and to permanently dismantle a main nuclear complex. If the U.S. agrees to corresponding measures, unclear if Washington's on board with that. But President Trump tweeting he's excited about a joint bid by the North and South to host the 2030. Summer Olympics. Dave.
Lillian, today the president will go to North Carolina where thousands remain in shelters, communities and roads still underwater.
I'd love to see him here in town and let him see what a situation like this can do to small town USA.
Jay Bender's the mayor of badly flooded Pollocksville. Less than 2 months before the midterms, Hillary Clinton told MSNBC if Democrats don't win back the House or Senate.
I think you will see even more of the dismantling of our institutions with very dire effects.
Fox News, fair and balanced.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes.
Which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pos user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pos Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pos, in the silver box with the blue wave.
China is asking for global support in the ongoing saga of the trade dispute with the U.S.
With President Trump imposing new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods, China has promised to retaliate with tariffs of their own on U.S. products. The president at a press conference defended his decision.
We've been ripped off by everybody. And I want to protect the American worker, the American farmer, the ranchers, the companies.
When the new tariffs against Beijing take effect on Monday, over half of all Chinese goods coming into the U.S. will be subject to duties. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
It has happened again. A little kid finds a gun, and you can guess the rest. A two-year-old boy in Livingston Parish, Louisiana, saw the gun, climbed up onto a stool, and picked up the gun from the counter, and then pulled the trigger. The boy was found with a gunshot wound to the face and then declared dead at a hospital. Who owned the gun and who was home at the time is all under investigation. No charges announced. In New York, a man accused of threatening to shoot the kid who beat him in a video game.
A 45-year-old New York man faces serious charges after losing a fantasy online video game to an 11-year-old boy. Police say Michael Alaperty threatened to shoot the boy who defeated him in the wildly popular game Fortnite. But his attorney says salty language is a two-way street and it's normal behavior in the gaming community. Police arrested Alaperty at his home on Long Island. Inside, they found a plastic pellet gun. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly as most markets rise overseas the day after the Dow surged 184 points and the Nasdaq gained 60. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Well, good Wednesday morning. I'm Stevie J. Our local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a two-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Public Works Department is closing the eastbound lane of Church Street between Neal and Randolph for street repairs. The work starts at 9 o'clock this morning and should be done by noon. Give yourself extra time if you're driving through there or avoid the area. A scam to be aware of. The Federal Trade Commission is getting phone calls about scammers claiming to work for the Social Security Administration. KTNV says this time scammers are telling victims they need to reactivate their suspended Social Security number because of a connection to fraud or other criminal activity. They will ask you to call a number to clear it up, and they'll try to get your personal information in the process. This is important to know. Social Security numbers do not get suspended. Never give personal information over the phone. If someone tried to steal your personal information pretending to be from a government entity, report it to the FTC. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
All right, your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Here's our weather. Good morning, jury duty person Diane Ducey.
I love it. And at least four people came up to me during jury duty saying that they listened to us talking about
jury duty.
Jury duty.
Yeah.
So in any case, I've got a high 90 for today, 70 our low tonight. The chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm after 11 at 20%. 20% chance of showers tomorrow, otherwise partly cloudy. Warm again, high 92, low 72. Things will start to change up again Friday with a 40% chance of showers. Then Saturday, we've got a high 71, sunshine and a high 75 on Sunday. Right now, the weekend's looking good.
Yeah.
Our temperature's at 67, ESPN 93.5.
All right, and I think maybe we can get around any potential rain for the Friday night Penn State game. Yeah, it's Friday night, 8 o'clock. I have tickets to give away if you'd like to go for free. And it's always fun to play night games here at Memorial Stadium. Illinois, a huge underdog, though, to Penn State. Cardinals win, Cubs win. Watch out now. Details of that coming up. Our good friend from St. Louis. It's our good friend, Ed Martin. Cardinals win again. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was glad to watch that one on ESPN last night. Cards are looking good. I tell you, midday game today, they got to get out of Atlanta with one more win, and I think we're in pretty good shape. It's strange, isn't it? You and I, Stevie J, we're old enough to remember when you didn't have all these wild card things. And
yeah,
I'm rooting for us to stay in the top two of a wild card. I almost don't even understand it myself. But anyway, it looks like we may have some postseason baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm pretty happy.
At least one game with that wild card. I think you're right. There's a good chance of that. President Eagle Forum Fund, former Missouri State GOP chairman, author of The Conservative Case for Trump. It's our friend Ed Martin. Issue one. FISA stuff being opened up, declassified. What are they afraid of? Why the panic? I mean, I bet there's a lot of people sweating bullets with all this coming out, but even the Republicans, I think, are going to slow walk this thing.
Yeah. You know, Stevie J, there's I was thinking about talking to you for the last little while. There's two things I'd say. One is I think the American people have such a lack of trust in the institution right now that the president asking for more transparency is just a good instinct, right? We want to know we're going to see more, and I think that's good. I think that people are going to see that. But you bring your the second point. You put your finger on it. You know, we have a constitution that has three branches. The executive branch is accountable. How? It's not accountable to Congress. It's not accountable to, you know, to the FBI Alumni Association. It's accountable to the president. You know, we elect a president to take control, and we have to be able to have a president say to his people, hey, do this job. And you know, Stevie J in Missouri, I was chief of staff to the governor 10 years ago. And I tell people, after my experience a couple of years in office, you know, 50,000 employees, $21 billion budget, the thing that was the hardest was the bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Because there were these bureaucrats that were in office and they're entrenched and they plan to outlast any elected executive. And so we just got to get this done. And as you point out, especially the FISA court, the secrecy of the FISA court, we just got to, what is the deal with these people? What are they doing? And let's see. And look, if it's just sort of some misconduct and not the end of the world, okay. But if there's other stuff, let's get to the bottom. But right now, we just got to see it. It's crazy.
Okay. Issue two, Kavanaugh, woman, demands an FBI investigation. She doesn't remember the year. She's not sure where it was. There's no way you can prove it or disprove this. This is pure a delay tactic, and I think it's real clear. I mean, they're offering, they want to hear her story. I want to hear her story. What do you do with this?
Thankfully we have the Carol Martin test. That's my wife's name. And I said to her this morning on this, and last night I said, the woman that brought all this up is refusing to testify until there's an FBI investigation. My wife looked at me and she said, "Then she's not serious." I mean, these things are, they play out in the public, the court of public opinion, you know. And you know, there's a famous labor secretary under Reagan whose life was ruined, Ray Donovan, named the same as the TV star. And when Ray Donovan was put on trial and he's acquitted on all counts, then he did an interview afterwards and he said, what office do I go to pick my reputation back up? You know, I don't know if this woman, I don't know what happened in the room when she was 17 or 16. I don't know. I'm not judging her. But I'm saying if 5 days before a vote, it becomes public.
Yeah.
Then you refuse, and then you say, "I took a lie detector test, which is supposed to say you were truthful." And by the way, those are everybody knows that those are not always truthful. If any of your listeners, BBJ, are told to take a lie detector test, they should know they're not reliable. They're reliable only if you think they are. Which is, anyway, we'll talk about that. But and then she says, "I want to be anonymous. I don't want to be anonymous." And then she refuses. Look, and here's the only thing I'd say: Republicans are facing a test. They were elected to have a majority in the Senate, maybe by 51-49, but a majority. If they can't get this done, a lot of conservatives that care about the Constitution are going to look up and say, you know what? If you're going to be weaponized by CNN and MSNBC covering a 37-year-old allegation and be so scared that you can't do your job, we're done with you. And I think that's the problem for Republicans. But I think at this point, her unwillingness to talk about it and Kavanaugh's willingness to sit in front of the cameras and take the questions again means I think he's winning this argument about whether this is really relevant, and I think he'll be confirmed.
Well, this will be spun. Trump hates women. He's an abuser himself. The Republicans hate women.
Sure.
It's all men's fault. Men do this all the time. Men need to shut up, like the Hawaii senator said, and step up. That's what the Hawaii, it's men do this. It's all, and listen, there are a lot of jerky men. However,
right.
if Joe Biden runs in 2020 and at the last debate, a woman in Delaware steps up and says, Joe Biden did this to me in 1981. Do you stop the debate and demand an FBI investigation? You just don't do that. There's no cooperation
right.
with this thing. I mean, it's just flip it around and see what the Democrats. I mean, look at Keith Ellison in Minnesota. There is warranted information from police reports that he abused he physically abused his girlfriend. There's not a peep from the Democrats on this. Where's the equal justice under the law? Where is that?
I mean, if you're, I know you're Stevie J. You're too savvy. I mean, I know you're asking me that because you're pointing out the hypocrisy. The double standard is so profound, it's so common now. But let me make one more point about what you just said. Remember, sometimes the destruction of people has an effect going forward. Clarence Thomas spent the first 10 years on the Supreme Court, and in fact, still today, where he's not introduced when he's covered by news, except to refer to what was said about him. Now, again, I wasn't there to know all the things. I'm not judging anybody. I'm saying the slur against Kavanaugh is also meant to carry, to stay with him when the Supreme Court is addressing major issues. Because remember, damaging someone's credibility is meant to damage their ability to do their job also. And that's one of the dangers here. And I just point something out to you. If the left thinks that the right, meaning if the left thinks that the grassroots of the right is going to be particularly, is going to forget the tactics, and I'm not advocating for the tactics, but as you point out, but if we're racing to the bottom of this, then I think everybody's high school, girlfriend is going to be up the next time we have it. And look, Joe Biden's already, his national career is over after his speech over the weekend where he insulted all the Americans who voted for Trump. But the next guy, Cory Booker, good luck, Cory. Your Stanford roommate, Cory, is going to come and tell us exactly what we're going to call him, right? This is a bad standard.
A difference is a difference, Ed. Cory Booker's, that won't be covered. News coverage about it. So there's, this is very frustrating. You want the woman to talk. You want to hear both sides. It's totally fair. Monday should have been the day. Now she says she demands an FBI investigation. It's a statewide thing. She doesn't remember the details. What do you mean? FBI did 6 background checks on this guy. I mean, it's a delay, a delay, a delay.
Yeah, and Stevie J, can I make one more point? Yep. I've been trying to figure out how to say this well. If Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House after this fall, it'll be we've seen her in office. She's got liberal policies. But now the media, meaning CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post and New York Times, has really been weaponized to try to drive people crazy by covering all these very bad issues. And so we imagine what's going to happen if they cover this allegation in an anonymous letter the way they did. What's going to happen when we have Chairman Maxine Waters on the Financial Services Committee? It's going to be – we have a really strange moment in American life, and we've got to recover some of the basics. We'll see.
Ed, how do people find Ed Martin?
Well, phyllisschlafly.com is our best website. It's Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, and then Schlafly, S-C-H-L-A-F-L-Y.com. phyllisschlafly.com, and you can always – I give people – I have a phone number people text me at. It's a line I set up, and people do it a lot, 314-256-1776. 314-256-1776. I always enjoy being on with you, Stevie J, and go Cards in just a few hours.
Go Cardinals, buddy. Thank you for your time, Ed.
All right, Stevie J, thanks.
Ed Martin down in St. Louis, ESPN 93.5. We jump to our morning sports. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? 359-2255. She doesn't want to testify. Woman demanding an FBI investigation. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that'll only delay things.
That's, the point.
Uh-huh.
All right, here you go, sports headlines.
All right, and as Ed, as a Cardinal fan, said, happy about the win. 8-1 was the final yesterday in Atlanta. Here's your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night in Atlanta, the Cardinals made it 2 in a row over the Braves, 3 in a row in the win column overall, beating Atlanta 8-1. And Paul DeJong drove in 3 of the 8 runs with a homer and a base hit. He scored 2 more, but the Cardinals got 2 in the 4th, 4 in the 8th, and 2 in the 9th to make Austin Gomber a winner for the 6th time.
Paul DeJong looked good in the 3rd spot in the lineup, and Austin Gomber had a nice bounce-back start. He did not have a good outing against the Dodgers last time out, but was really good through his 5 innings. Cardinals bullpen was really, really good. 4 innings, they did not give up a run and had a bunch of strikeouts.
And the Cardinals have been scoring late, Ricky, just like they did in August.
And they did it in the first game against Atlanta. They had 5 runs in the last 2 innings, 6 runs in the last 2 innings in game 2.
The Cardinals go for the sweep today, and we're on the air this morning at 10:15. Jack Flaherty will be on the mound.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Kleck, and I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit, and you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
Cubs win 9-1 over Arizona. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 5-3. Now, the Cardinals have a day game this morning. And you'll hear the action on ESPN 93.5.
We got it at 10:15.
Okay. And then the Cubs are on US 105.9 against the Diamondbacks.
Okay. We check a quick weather forecast, ESPN 93.5.
There's a 20% chance of showers, high 92, low 72 for today and tomorrow. On Friday, 40% chance of rain early, partly cloudy late, and the weekend looks terrific. Right now, the temperature's at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
I was going to rain. No.
I know.
Well, okay.
Things are changing up a bit now.
Wonderful. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 359-2255 is our text line, 720.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks rallied yesterday as investors speculated there is sufficient time for the U.S. and China to work out an agreement and avert a trade war. Tesla is now facing an additional investigation from the Justice Department, and its stock dropped more than 3% yesterday. CEO Elon Musk's tweet saying he secured funding to take the company private is already being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Musk later reversed himself and said Tesla will remain a public company. Mercedes-Benz parent company Daimler AG is investing in Proterra. It's a company that makes electric buses and electric charging systems. The two will start by working with Daimler's Thomas-built buses to electrify school buses in the U.S. The Dow was up 184 yesterday, NASDAQ up 60, S&P gained 15. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini.
Your grandparents bought countertops from his grandfather. Your parents bought countertops from his father. You can buy countertops from him, and your children will be able to buy countertops from his children. Luther Falls has always been here, and they always will be, because they're simply the best at fabricating quartz and granite countertops. I'm Jay Lehman, and that's why I use Luther Falls for my own kitchen countertops. They have the best prices and the best quality from their family to yours. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, 2706 North Mattis in Champaign, or online at lutherfalls.com.
Go VIP with JSM Apartments online at jsmliving.com. Residents at JSM get over $225 in savings with the JSM VIP program, giving you specials and offers to over 30 campus town restaurants and businesses. You'll save on food, haircuts, hospitality, and much more, all just for living with JSM. Looking to sign a lease for next semester? Save with JSM in the JSM VIP program. More information is available now at jsmliving.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fresh chopped fruits and veggies that are really healthy and fresh that come to your home or work. It must be Salad Meister. Choose a signature salad or wrap or design your own. Plus party trays for the whole office. Make it Salad Meister on 6th Street in Champaign. See you SaladMeister.com.
Yeah, I tell you, Salad Meister. Gotta like that place.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you had a chance. chance to get on a darn trial. I know you can't talk a lot about that, but the whole process I thought was fascinating when I was there in August about just the procedure of trying to get a jury of your peers. And so you get on there, they teach you all the stuff, and all of a sudden you could be part of a jury that, you know, decides the fate of a person.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy stuff.
It is.
But isn't it fascinating how focused everybody is?
Yeah.
And they're taking it seriously. And And they're really trying. I think it's an amazing system.
I guess I didn't realize that screening process. At first, you're in the assembly room with, you know, say 150 people.
Everybody was there yesterday?
I mean,
I was summer, and I'm telling you, it was slow.
Okay.
So, you're now in the active period, I'm sure.
And, you know, a good cross-section of males and females and different races represented.
Yep.
And then, you know, my group scaled down to around 40 people or so. And then they were looking for six and an alternate, a seventh juror.
So are you sitting there going, I hope it's not me? Or do you say, I'm willing? I mean, I was just
sitting there kind of fascinated.
Okay.
Because I'd never been to that point where the 40 now.
You've never seen screening?
Right.
Okay, I've been involved in a few of those.
So the judge, you know, has the clerk call out the numbers. Right. And then you're sitting in the box, the jury box. And then you're asked all these questions. And I was amazed how many people have been touched by crime in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, at least half of the people that were screened had had a story about them or a family member affected by crime, whether it be their house being robbed or their car being robbed or, you know, some kind of incident.
I mean, haven't we all been involved in, I've been victim of people stealing outside furniture, breaking into cars.
You know, I was like, wow, that's a shame that there's so much crime in our lives.
Well,
so I put some prayer power on that last
night.
There you
go. Good.
And to everybody involved in this process, just so grateful for our judicial system here in America.
Okay, so speaking of which, the whole Brett Kavanaugh, you know, we're supposed to presume innocence. It's not to somebody accuses you of something and you have to say why you're not guilty. No, you're innocent. They have to bring the stuff. Then you have to go through the process, but that person should be presumed innocent.
Yes.
But we don't do that. Right now, Brett Kavanaugh is a attempted raper.
Right.
I mean, it's not fair for a guy. This, and again, I said it from the very first day, this woman should be heard. She needs to, what happened? Tell us. And now she says it's got to have an FBI investigation.
That's right.
She's not coming Monday.
And how are we doing that inside the next 3 days?
Well, what is there to investigate when she doesn't know the year? She doesn't know the party, what party it was at? She doesn't know the details of if you can't tell me the year, plus, this isn't an FBI deal. FBI doesn't investigate things that are past the statute of limitations. You can't charge anybody.
Right.
They would do background checks, and they did six for Brett Kavanaugh. They did six background checks on this man.
Wow.
And so for the woman to say, I'm not ready, I demand an FBI investigation, you can't do that. I mean, you can demand it. But again, flip it around. Somebody comes up to Cory Booker, who's probably going to run for president, and say, in college, that man abused me.
Yeah.
And you're going to give it that kind of credit.
What kind of precedent are we
setting? You have to say, listen, all that stuff should be heard. But at some point you're saying, man, how do you prove anything here?
Right.
36 years ago, it might have happened, it might not have happened. But how do you know absolutely on this? Except that Brett Kavanaugh is having his reputation tarnished. Maybe for no good reason.
That's right.
Okay, so it's a really thin thing here, folks. I hope we don't go down here because Republican or Democrat, you've got to have some sort of standards or corroboration or something besides he said, she said 36 years ago in high school.
That's right.
I don't know. What do you think?
And, you know, to think of our youthful years and all the bad choices
we made mistakes.
Between, you know, 13 and 25 when your brain isn't fully developed.
Well, and sometimes we don't help our brains
exactly.
with some of the stuff we take.
Choices.
Yeah. So there's no question. He who has has not committed sin throw the first stone.
Yes.
I mean, we all have mistakes. Now, when you're doing things like accusing a man of attempted rape, That's very serious. That's far more serious than Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas in the 80s about sexual harassment.
Right.
Attempted rape is way different level. It's criminal. Brett Kavanaugh would lose his spot on the Second Circuit and be impeached if this was determined true. But this is one of those horrible things and horrible times when you will not be able to determine what happened.
Gary and Muhammad is agreeing with you. This whole thing is made up, Stevie. She doesn't want to be heard. It's a scam of the Democratic Party. It's to stall the process. The whole thing is so shady. It just makes me sick to my stomach.
I hope this is not a new thing. Republican or Democrat, you are presumed innocent. If there's something there, fine. If there's not, wow, what have you done to Brett Kavanaugh? What if he didn't? What if he wasn't at the party like he said? How are you going to prove or disprove that? It's unprovable. What do you think? 359-2255, 359-2255. Coming back in just a moment, your Fox News, Jamie Monticelli, local news after that. I've got some Cardinal tickets to give away for the weekend.
Good.
I got Illini tickets to give away. Stand by, all that next. ESPN 93.5 at 7:30.
If you're looking for a real estate professional, someone who can meet all of your needs, call Marvin Turner from Coldwell Banker, the real estate group. I'm Jay Layman, and I use Marvin Turner for his knowledge and expertise. He's also a member of the National and State Association of Realtors and a board member of Danville's Board of Realtors. Marvin Turner is committed to delivering exceptional service. So if you're buying or selling, call Marvin. That's Marvin Turner. Contact him at 217-260-1874. That's 217-260-1874.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump heads to North Carolina today for an update on Hurricane Florence recovery efforts. Some rivers are still rising from all that rain.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is urging people not to go back to their homes yet. About 10,000 people are still in shelters, and more than 1,000 roads remain closed across the state. Some in Wilmington, where half the city is still without power, are waiting for necessities like food.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault accuser, through her attorneys, now says she wants the FBI to investigate her case before she'll agree to testify in the Senate.
Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley put out a statement flat out rejecting this push to launch an FBI investigation that might delay this nomination beyond the midterms.
Fox's Ed Henry, Dr. Christine Ford, and Judge Kavanaugh have been invited to speak to senators on Monday. Her attorneys say she's gotten death threats since coming forward last weekend. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new bike share program is up and running. WCIA says you can pay as you ride with 50 cents for 15 minutes. You reserve the bike on the app with the VO Ride sharing program. You park the bike back at any bike rack. There are some rules you have to follow. The city council approved the program earlier this summer. The Public Works Department is closing the eastbound lane of Church Street between Neal and Randolph for street repairs. The work starts at 9 o'clock this morning and should be done by noon. Give yourself extra time if you're driving through there or avoid the area. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says as of Sunday, 12% of the state's corn crop had been harvested. The report says soybean harvest is at 4% in Illinois. 75% of corn was mature as of Sunday. Statewide, 76% of the state's corn crop was rated good or excellent. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Did you say 6 months free?
Yeah, 6 months free.
Really? 6 months free?
Yes, 6 months free with the U of I Community Credit Union. We know it can be hard to decide which checking account is best for you, so we're offering a free look at our Premier Checking account for a limited time.
I'll get Premier Checking for 6 months for free?
Yes, and our Premier Checking is benefit-packed with great features. Not only can you earn 10% back on your everyday purchases, you'll also receive identity theft and monitoring protection, free checks, access to over 50,000 surcharge-free ATMs, loan rate discounts, and more. It's 6 months free on Premier Checking with the U of I Community Credit Union. Stop by one of our three branches in Champaign-Urbana to learn more or visit uofi.creditunion.org.
Are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Well, it's lightweight and cordless, covers 1,000 square feet of surface on a single tank of fluid. It's a Checkmate system electrostatic sprayer available at CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. It's guaranteed to save you time and money, a proven tool for properly cleaning schools, daycares, workout gyms, radio stations, patient care rooms, offices, and public transportation. Stay ahead of flu season. Call Betsy or Brad Parks, CMI 359-6262 or CMIclean.com.
Beautiful today, partly cloudy with a high 90 expected, 70 our low tonight. The chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm is at 20%. Then there's a 20% shot at showers, warm again tomorrow, and windy as gusts get up to 25 miles per hour, high 92, low 71. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 on Friday, then partly cloudy into Friday night. High Friday, 83, low 55. Friday night is when they're Illini face number 10, Penn State,
yep,
for that big season home opener at 8 o'clock. And then Saturday right now looks terrific. I know they have four games at Memorial Stadium.
Great.
High 71 expected, 51 our low in the evening, and 75 with sunshine on Sunday. Of course, we've got that Unity Olympia game here in the building at Stevie J Broadcasting on Q96 as part of the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase. Our current temperature is at 68. We're ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, a whole bunch of wonderful sponsors. Country financial agent Jesse DeHaan, Parkland College, Tapman's Towing, Prospect Bank, ABC Heating and Air, Roof Doctors, who are so excited about being a finalist in that People's Choice Award 2018,
yeah,
from the News Gazette. Roof Doctors is fantastic. Carl Sports Medicine, Illini Mattress, and country financial agent Keith Garrett in Tolono, all
along
sponsoring.
Along with Moomaw Trucking, John, yep, and Brenda saying, go Rocket.
Yeah, let's go. Rocket's trying to get off the snide and win a game against Olympia. We'll have it for you 1 o'clock Saturday from Memorial Stadium. All right, 736-359-2255, talking Brett Kavanaugh. I'm trying not to miss anything here. I wanted the woman to come forward. I wanted it to be Monday. Both she could talk, he could respond to it, and then you could judge for yourself on credibility. She says, no, I'm not coming. I demand an FBI investigation first. It's past the statute of limitations. FBI has done 6 background checks already, so the FBI has investigated him.
Well, that's good, because there's a 217 texter that said, so let's do the FBI investigation, Steve. Are you willing to do that?
Well, yeah, we did it 6 times.
Right.
So I'm wondering, at what point do you understand that the senators, Democratic senators, have seen polling that suggests they could win the midterms, and then they could pick the judge. So we got to get through the midterms so that we are in control, so that we can pick the next Supreme Court
judge. Thank you for clarifying. That happens in November.
Yeah, it happens November. Okay. Yeah, so these midterms are ginormous.
Okay.
If the House goes back for the Democrats, it'll be 2 years of impeachment hearings, and Donald Trump won't be impeached. There won't be enough people to do that, but they can spend time doing that. So the American people is what we're going to get into. And this, I don't think the Senate at all changes, but that's what some of the polling suggests. So we got to hold on. We got to drag this through. And then I said, is that where we want to go? When an accusation from 40 years ago needs to be taken to the point of disqualifying candidates for high office. I mean, Supreme Court's pretty big, but, you know, senator's pretty large, vice president, president. So if somebody's running for president and there's an accusation of abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, should that not be taken seriously now? If we do this, don't you have to do it for everyone? And then you say, well, what proof do you have? Well, it's a he said, she said. That's what we have here.
Uh-huh.
So every time somebody claims something, do we stop the process and say, you're disqualified because you're obviously guilty because you're a man? That's what some of the Democrats are saying. Does that make any sense?
Well, we've got a text in from a 217 texter saying, I'm 57 and was sexually assaulted at the age of 13 and again at 30. Mm. I remember every single second of both assaults. There I was, who it was, what time it was. I believe every woman and man should be heard, but for someone to say an assault happened and then not be willing to speak in public, not remember where she was or any details.
Well, I don't think she remembers.
Serious
I don't
mean... doubt about this ever happening. It's unfortunate that we know more about a political party than doing all they can to keep a conservative from serving. So,
and I don't think, if the reports are correct, that she even knows what year. And so is this just a political game? But then in the Me Too era, we don't want to slough off this stuff. Women struggle enough with reporting when they are abused, and it happens all the time. So we want women to step forward. We want men to stop abuse.
Sure.
But if you're talking about there's political motives involved, her attorney is very much a Democratic activist. You have to take that into consideration. And then you got to say, well, wait a minute. Again, what proof do we have? And I don't know what happened. It might have happened. I don't know. I'm just saying that those kinds of claims are unprovable. Because it's too far. Long ago, she doesn't know the details. Everybody was drinking, it sounds like, at this party. And I'm not saying nothing happened to her, but did Brett Kavanaugh do it? And you're trashing a man who has an impeccable history and record. 60-plus women have stepped forward and said, this guy's amazing. I was in high school. I dated him. He's great. Do you discount that?
Right. Well, I guess she told her therapist and husband about the assault in 2012. I just question the timing on this then of why didn't you say something earlier?
Well, Dianne Feinstein had this letter.
He's been a judge for how many years?
And Dianne Feinstein had this letter, had a lengthy conversation with Judge Kavanaugh. Why not bring it up?
Okay, more texts again. Chris saying, anyone who sees this, who doesn't see this for what it is, in parentheses, stalltastic tactics, is blind. So there's that. What does this teach our kids? How safe can our high school's boys feel? Do we need to make sure our sons are always in groups, that it's possible these false allegations don't ruin their lives?
Here you are, though.
This is all political timing.
It reeks of political timing. But again, I want to hear from her. I need her to come Monday. There's a timetable here. There are midterms ahead, and I'm not rushing justice. But how do you investigate a claim from 37 years ago when she doesn't have information details? And there's just no way to say what happened here. And so the point is, you can really harm people with a claim. Justice Clarence Thomas, don't know what he said to Anita Hill. I know that's tagged with him forever.
Mm-hmm.
This will probably go with Brett Kavanaugh forever.
And he says Democrats are hypocrites. How about Chappaquiddick and all the women that accused Bill Clinton of assault?
It is totally not equal justice under the law. It is different. The latest is Keith Ellison from Minnesota running for attorney general when the woman claimed, and she had medical reports, she had some pretty good verification, and she was shunned by the Democratic Party. She's a Democrat. But you don't want to go messing with a Democrat because you're just trailer trash, right? You discredit the woman. How horrible is that? I'm just saying, if you're going to do this to Brett Kavanaugh, you've got to do it to a Democrat when a claim comes forth. But we don't do it. We don't cover it. We don't take it seriously. You discount it. You discredit the woman. That's not right.
When we brought up 2012, Michael responds, in 2012, Kavanaugh was likely nominee for Romney had he won, hence the 2012 recollection.
Yeah, well.
In quotes.
Okay. Again, we'll see where this goes, but I don't think the FBI, because the FBI has already said they're not looking at it. They did 6 background checks. The White House would have to demand it. Demand it. President has indicated that he doesn't believe he'll do that. So they were scheduled to vote tomorrow. Are you going to move that up to tomorrow or to leave the window open? Wait till next Monday. Wait till after next Monday when that window to testify is still there. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll change your mind. I think the Democrats will say, look, see, they're rushing. They're just trying to discount a poor woman who was abused by this awful man. He's an awful man first. He is presumed guilty, which is opposite of our Constitution. It's very important to not start this precedent, I think. 359-2255, if you'd like to text in. Cardinals and Cubs, good stuff next.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
If I told you their best receiver was not only throwing tirades on the sidelines for, I don't know, the second or third time in the past year, tweeting out trade me and skipping work, and if I told you that everybody, from the quarterback to the offensive line, was talking out of school about their teammates on any team, you would say, that's not normal for professionalism, it's not normal for the NFL, and it sure isn't normal for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I agree with you, once upon a time, had a standard as the gold standard of the NFL. But that doesn't allow them to get a pass today. If we would crucify the Dallas Cowboys or the Oakland Raiders for this kind of thing going down in their organization, well, you know what? We should hold the Pittsburgh Steelers to the same standard.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Mobile One Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $29.99 for a 5-quart jug. Its advanced formula provides maximum sludge protection, defending your engine like a catcher defends home plate. So, get top-notch engine protection with the Mobile One Full Synthetic 5-quart jug for $29.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/18.
Guys, let's be real. When you look good, you feel good. At the JCPenney wardrobe sale, you can get 50% off select men's suits, separate sport coats, dress pants, and accessories. Plus, select dress shirts, buy one, get one free. Raise your game with Collection by Michael Strahan. All the right looks to take your style to the next level. Also, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or extra 15% off with any other method of payment. Hurry in. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Pricing and coupon valid 9/13 and 9/23. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for coupon and details.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Yeah, a lot of texts in this morning on this one. We'd love to hear from you. 359-2255, 359-2255. But do we want to live in a time, and I hope we don't, where a claim will ruin you? A claim will ruin you. Or do you, or can you say, wait a minute, hold on, where's the proof? We better hold on to that, or we're going to goof this up. Here we go. Sports Headline 747, ESPN 93.5.
A two-run homer from former ISU Paul DeJong yesterday.
Yeah, he's seeing the ball well right now.
I know it. And he was part of our Cardinal caravan here on ESPN 93.5.
Nice kid.
At the beginning of the year. Yeah. I agree.
Well, Mike Myers was too, and he's turned into a wonderful relief pitcher for the Cardinals.
Uh-huh.
And I can't even remember who else was here, but I know Paul DeJong was, and he's a good guy.
Yeah, that's right. 8-1 was the final over the Braves. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night in Atlanta, the Cardinals made it 2 in a row over the Braves, 3 in a row in the win column overall, beating Atlanta 8-1. And Paul DeJong drove in 3 of the 8 runs with a homer and a base hit. He scored 2 more, but the Cardinals got 2 in the 4th, 4 in the 8th, and 2 in the 9th to make Austin Gomber a winner for the 6th time.
Paul DeJong looked good in the 3rd spot in the lineup, and Austin Gomber had a nice bounce-back start. He did not have a good outing against the Dodgers last time out, but was really good through his 5 innings. Cardinals' bullpen was really, really good. 4 innings, they did not give up a run and had a bunch of strikeouts.
And the Cardinals have been scoring late, Ricky, just like they did in August.
And they did it in the first game against Atlanta. They had 5 runs in the last 2 innings, 6 runs in the last 2 innings in Game 2.
The Cardinals go for the sweep today, and we're on the air this morning at 10:15. Jack Flaherty will be on the mound.
All right, we had a Cub win also, 9-1 over Arizona. The Cubs use the long ball in the desert.
Murphy at third, two down, no score, top of the first. And now Baez drives one in the air to right center field and deep. Back goes Pollock. Pollock back to the right center field fence. It's gone! Two-run homer, Javier Baez. Cubs lead 2-0.
How about that crowd?
I know.
It's amazing how many people from Mesa who love the Cubs in spring training drive over to Phoenix and get to see their team.
Well, and I've seen at least half a dozen people that are friends of ours in East Central Illinois posting that they're in Arizona. No. Taking a vacation now and enjoying watching the Cubs.
Yeah, Cubs might be stretching their legs now. Here we go, because you know they can be really, really good. They haven't played great all year, but they've had injuries with Rizzo and Bryant. If they get everybody healthy and on the same page, they can make another big run.
So Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 5-3 yesterday. Speaking of baseball, the NCAA rule gives Division I teams two fall ball games, so our Illini are in action at 6 against EIU. And we also have a Saturday game against Indiana State. Of course, coming up Friday night, number 10 Penn State at Memorial Stadium, 8 o'clock kickoff. That should be a whole lot of fun. So take note of that. And then we've got the Unity Olympia game at 1. That's one of four games being played at Memorial Stadium on Saturday.
All right.
Pretty neat opportunity for those high school kids. I was just wanting to hit the text line at 359-2255 before Seth is on his way in Mattoon. This is why I stay out of politics. The people in there are toxic people who care only about their jobs.
Well, it's been a mess for a long time from the standpoint of dirty tricks and things like that. But again, when I heard about all of this, the first reaction I had is, well, I'd like to hear from the woman, and then I'd like Brett Kavanaugh to respond, which is what they offered on Monday. And the woman says she's demanding an FBI investigation first. Again, it's past statute of limitations. The FBI generally doesn't investigate things you can't prosecute. It's a local issue. The FBI has done 6 investigations into Brett Kavanaugh with the background. So, I don't know. It feels like they're trying to delay the proceedings to get this man on the court. That's what it feels like. But again, I wish she would come to Washington Monday and we could hear from her. All right, if you are interested, I've got 4 tickets to the Illinois-Penn State football game for free. 359-2255, that's the text line. Text in Illini. Diane, you call the ball.
Number 22.
That's your number to be in at Illini. 359-2255. You can text in now, 20-second text. And you're going to win 4 free ones to the game, Penn State, Illinois. Our massive upset begins at 8 o'clock Friday night. He's laughing. He's Steve Suderman.
I'm hoping.
And good vibes, who he does man caves and dish and direct and sound and all those fun things.
I think Lovie Smith is great. So I just really hope, I hope we do well.
Me too.
That game last week was just a heartbreaker. They just played their hearts out. Fall is officially starts Friday. I think that's pretty cool. We got the Cubs winning the division. We got the first home conference game that you're giving away tickets to. I don't suppose I'm eligible for that, am I?
You can hang up and call back and try.
Come back and text in maybe while I'm talking. I've been multitasking.
Steve Suderman, good vibes, 50-year business. If you ever need tickets, you know where I am, buddy.
There you go.
You know where I am.
I like that. Hey, you know what would be good with that game is a dish tailgater. We've got those. They're just $2.99. You can take your TV with you. Take HD TV outside. Easy to watch TV as it starts to get dark. I'm feeling pretty good about this. I love fall. So I'm going to throw out a Radioland offer. Anybody that gets a 49-inch or bigger TV at Good Vibes in September will deliver it and set it up for free. That's worth about $100.
Oh, you better.
We're not going to hang over your fireplace for free, but we'll bring in, we'll hook it up, and program all the remotes. We'll do that for nothing. You just got to say, I heard it on Stevie J.
Oh boy.
Same goes for sound bars, surround sound, any of that stuff that we do. That's our core business. We will do that installation free in September.
Well, and you guys are the best. I mean, you have such veterans, such good, smart people that really know how to do it. That's a nice thing. So if you buy 49-inch TV or larger,
you can put a 32-inch TV under your arm and carry it out. We didn't need to set that up.
Well, I tell you what you said there. It might have gone quickly. program that 9,000 button remote, man. I don't know where stuff is, man. I use the wrong one, and I don't know where I go. It's really complicated, and you know all that stuff. So
yeah,
good.
And you know, you could set this up for a loved one. You move,
Dad
moved to Bridalbrook and needs a TV to fit in there, so.
That's a good idea. Okay, how do people find Good Vibes and Steve, locally owned Suderman?
Easy to find at 1501 North Prospect here in Champaign, on the web at gvibes.com. Call me up 351-0909.
And if you and your bride want football tickets, you text me, my friend.
I'll do that.
You got it, my friend. Thank you so much. Steve Suderman at Good Vibes, locally owned and operated. All right, Honda BMW. Good day to test drive.
Mm-hmm.
Go in and check out the, Pilot is kind of cool. It's their big SUV.
Yeah.
The Odyssey.
Odyssey's great.
They're really nice vans.
And you got that little vacuum.
Yeah, we got the bells and whistles. But it's really, really, really nice. It rides beautifully. It has all the stuff, all the things that I'm not sure how to run. But it's got it if you look.
Uh-huh.
They'll teach you how to do it.
Exactly.
They taught me, but I forgot. They're terrific. Go see Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW, a Honda President's Award winning, meaning top 10% of Honda dealers in America is right here off Neil at Burwash. Online at drivechampaign.com. But think about it. And like Denver, Colorado, I think there's 16 Honda dealers. 16.
Wow.
In Champaign-Urbana, we got Ben Quattrone at Honda BMW, and they're a top 10% dealer in the United States. Go see what it looks like. You'll like them.
Mm-hmm.
DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com. It's Andy. How are you?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Did I lose him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What'd I do?
Well, in any case, he's from Rantoul. He's very excited about winning the
he's going.
Tickets. Oh, yeah.
He's fine.
That's right.
Andy wins our football tickets Friday night, 8 o'clock. And congratulations to the 22nd texter. And I have another offer.
Okay.
I've got Cardinal tickets, my last giveaway of the year. It's Wednesday, so I better give you a little notice. But I can take care of Saturday and Sunday. Should I do or both? I give somebody a whole weekend of tickets, or do I want to split it up?
Or.
All right. If you want to go to Saturday or Sunday, we'll take two winners here.
Okay.
And, again, Illini play Friday night. So, and listen, the Cardinals, man, they are a game and a half ahead of Colorado now.
Yes.
For the wild card,
LA beat Colorado in 10 innings, 3-2.
Yahoo! Yeah, now we're rooting for the Dodgers.
I know.
Dodgers have to win the West, and then we have to beat Colorado. That's how it's stacking up. But all of a sudden, Milwaukee is just two games ahead of us for the top wild card. The value there is the Cardinals would host the wild card game versus go to Milwaukee. Better. So we have a 3-game series with Milwaukee next week. Could it be that we pass the Brewers? Maybe. Not going to catch the Cubs. That's all right. Let's get in there as a top wild card. Then you're at least hosting the game. Then you'd have to go to Wrigley to start a 5-game series if you win that. Cardinals are in the thick of it. Saturday or Sunday tickets could be yours. Texting in cards or Cardinals or baseball or whatever you want to text in. 359-2255, 359-2255, starting with the 10th text maybe.
Sounds good.
Your choice, 4 tickets for the Saturday game. The game is 6:15 Saturday.
Uh-huh.
4 tickets to the Sunday game, the 23rd at 1:15. And you can do, you know, 10th text gets the first choice, 11th text gets the second choice.
Okay.
359-2255, Cardinals, cards, baseball, whatever you want to text in
here
right now.
Here they come again.
Starting with the 10th text, free baseball tickets. Cardinals are still in it. How about that? 359-2255, good luck to you. Fox News coming up next, then local news with Jamie Monticello. Selly, it's 7:57.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
From the Champaign Police Department, it's Officer Steve Vogel. Now, you're going to be the resource officer at Centennial High School.
Correct.
And why are you excited about that?
When I first graduated college, I became a probation officer, and I worked mainly with juveniles. And this great opportunity to be the school resource officer at a Centennial popped up when Officer Wahala, who's going to be retiring here in January.
And so with your probation experience, you say, I like kids, right?
Yeah, and I mentored a student at Central last year.
Wonderful.
So that kind of got me in, and I really enjoy working with kids, and I'm hoping to do some good stuff out there.
Boy, there's so many challenges, though, Steve.
I'm hoping to cut down on the bullying. My main goal is just to keep everybody safe out there at Centennial.
Right.
There's a law enforcement aspect to the job, but my main goal is to build relationships with the students, maybe mentor some of the students. I want to be open for them to come talk to me if they got some issues going on, or just say, hey, what's going on? But I also want to make sure that we keep that campus safe.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
When you're ready for something new in life, a new home,
it's perfect.
A new business, a new car, or a new adventure,
let's do this.